Hi, my name is Mario Franco, and this is episode 369 of EdTech Alpha Meeting. Today, we continue with the analysis of software. Today's episode is focused on software categories. This is very important because software categories explain the different types of software and how we can approach each of them separately, although the relation between them are important and in sometimes linked. Then there are different types of ways to categorize the software. It can be the most common, it can be in function, in type, or in fields of use. These are the three broad classifications we can found. And we are now focusing two types of categories in computer software. It is the system software and application software. There are other ways like the copyright status or other market categories. There are different types of different ways to categorize the software, but now we go to look it at from the computer point of view. And in this case, we want to highlight the attention for these two categories, system software and application software. The system software is the type of software which make the system of the computer work. The main instructions, for example, Windows is a system software. There are others, but this is a good example because everybody know it, and it's one example. The other is the software applications. The software application, it's like the productivity applications or other type of applications. The case, another example following Microsoft is the Office. It's another good example. Of course, there are different types of system software and application software. We go to discuss it in the future episodes. But today, I just want to, in this episode, to talk about it and to explain these two categories. And we will go deeper in the coming episodes or in the future episodes. And for now, we are only explaining this concept of categorizing software from the computer point of view and to divide these two main categories. If you are interested, we have already some videos there and some links for Wikipedia and other resources. If you are interested, please come and look at them. Thanks for listening. I hope this is useful, and I hope to meet you in our next episode.